Most people who are at risk of losing their vision could in fact have blindness prevented by relatively simple methods. That's according to researchers working with the Vision 2020 Links project, set up to help anybody with a vision defect make sure they do not lose their eyesight. I talked with Abby Smith at the start of a project they're launching in Swaziland.
Blindness globally is about 80% avoidable, which means that it could either be prevented, treated, or cured. And that is absolutely unacceptable, that there would be 39.8 million people blind in the world, 80% of whom needn't have become blind. But because 90% of blind people live in developing countries, there are not always the resources to tackle the problem.
And in a nutshell, what might be the leading causes of blindness that are indeed, as you say, preventable?
Well, what is absolutely bizarre is that almost 50% of blindness, particularly in developing countries, is caused by cataract. That simple operation that we have in a matter of minutes that we're discharged from hospital the very same day is inaccessible to people in developing countries. Or quite often ignorance can be a problem in developing countries. They do not know that they don't need to go blind.
And there are infections as well, aren't there?
There are infections. Those are causally perhaps significant, but nowhere near cataract. And in terms of causes of blindness and vision impairment, simple refractive error, the need for a pair of glasses sends people blind or so nearly blind that they cannot pursue their independent lives.
So potentially there's a lot of work for ophthalmologists. What is it that you're doing in Swaziland then?
Well, we're working as part of the Vision 2020 link between the London School here and the Good Shepherd Hospital Eye Department in Swaziland, in Sitheke. We're working with one of very few, and possibly the only ophthalmologist in Swaziland, Dr. Jonathan Pons, who has requested help from us in areas, not ophthalmology per se, but in areas such as management and practice management and public awareness, fundraising and media relations.
Well, obviously we'll be following with great interest what you achieve, but what is the potential actually in Swaziland then?
Well, the potential is to pursue a national plan which has been developed at the national level in Swaziland, to deliver eye health or eye care to the million plus population. And with a single ophthalmologist, that's a very ambitious target. But by developing the quality of the service and by developing the quality of the management, it is possible to at least deliver a basic eye care for the whole population.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, one of the things is to get information out there and to train people on relatively simple procedures. But a big important thing is the whole organisation of the health system.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Health information management is obviously a little bit of a catchphrase these days, but it is crucially important, especially when you don't have a welter of medical personnel. If you are able to get people to be aware of the service and come to you, that's so much more efficient. And if you're able to manage that patient flow properly, then obviously you're going to have much less wastage and much fewer wasted opportunities.
Now, obviously, it's very early days in Swaziland, but in a nutshell, just to sum up, what are the kind of practical messages that you would spread to health-conscious people all over the world in this quest to reduce the incidence of blindness?
I would want as many people to know that most blindness doesn't have to occur. I would want people to know that it is not necessary to go blind or to lose the quality of your vision as you get older. It's certainly not necessary for children to lose their sight. And probably the key message is, when you perceive a problem with your vision, find a doctor. go access whatever services you can find as quickly as possible, because early intervention is crucial.
Abby Smith of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.